With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Table is celebrating 30 years of providing meals in the Rhinelander community. The monthly gathering started September 29, 1995. Members of St. Augustine's Episcopal Church in Rhinelander wanted to do more community outreach. It was based on a similar program at a church in Whitewater. Diane Willett is one of the volunteers that started the Table.
We just wanted to share a meal with the community. And over time, there's been more than 30 different groups that have helped us, different church groups, other businesses, service groups like the Kiwanis and Lions, and all different groups.
The Table has received state recognition as well as recognition from the National Church in D.C. One of the big changes over the years is that it now delivers meals to people that don't have a car or are homebound. Corky Stockton delivers the meals.
I just enjoy meeting the people. I've gotten to the point where I'm doing it enough now. I got my own little route, and I sit and visit with them for a short time, and got one gentleman on the other end of town that tells me a couple interesting jokes, and it's just fun.
The Table is held the last day of every month, starting at 5:30 at St. Augustine's Church in Rhinelander. As dwindling brook trout populations are a concern across Wisconsin, conservation efforts in Iron County are increasing viable habitat for the native species. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Fish population spikes are being observed at Kari Creek and the Tyler Forks River after major culvert replacement and restoration projects. A fisheries biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Zach Lawson, says post-project monitoring shows a 94% increase in juvenile trout at Kari Creek, and fishermen at Tyler Forks report seeing more juvenile trout than they have in a decade.
We see a more even distribution of different size and age classes throughout the stream along the entire reach of Kari Creek, which is fantastic, just what we want to see.
Lawson says brook trout are important as a good indicator of high-quality water resources. Despite the fluctuating weather conditions of climate change, Iron County is predicted to be one area in Wisconsin where brook trout will still be able to thrive. Lawson says that's why projects like these are so crucial. Kari Creek, which serves as a nursery habitat for brook trout, had been diverted from its natural channel into a roadside ditch, causing erosion and flooding issues. Improving it meant replacing 9 culverts and an 800-foot stream restoration that cost more than $400,000 to complete. Heather Palmquist with the Iron County Land and Water Conservation Department says most of the funds came through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Trout Stamp Fund.
Our towns, our private landowners, our Wisconsin DNR, just bringing in all sorts of entities and talking with my fisheries biologist about this project, that's how I ended up getting the trout stamp funding. He said, hey, there's a pot of money that maybe we could apply for.
Without grant funds and strong partnerships, she says rural underserved areas like Iron County, with a population of just 6,500, could not undertake these kinds of projects.
They've got small road crews, very small budgets. So a project of this size would not be feasible. These relationships or partnerships up here for us are so incredibly vital.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is considering putting a roundabout in at the intersection of Highway 51 and County Road K in Oneida County. There have been a number of severe crashes at that intersection over the years. Studies have found roundabouts reduce the number of crashes, and the ones that do happen tend to be less severe. The DOT is holding a public involvement meeting next Tuesday for people to learn about the proposed improvements and construction impacts. The meeting starts at 5 p.m. at the Northwoods Community Elementary School on County K in Harshaw. The construction is currently scheduled to begin in 2027. Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call has decided not to run for governor and will instead seek re-election to a third term. With Democratic Governor Tony Evers planning not to run again next year, Call's decision Tuesday leaves the Democratic primary field wide open. Call would have been the de facto frontrunner given his large support base and two previous statewide election wins. The 2026 race for governor in the battleground state has even greater significance this cycle as Democrats look to hold on to the office and take control of the legislature for the first time since 2010. Those taking prescription medication should keep a list of what they've been prescribed. Marisa Harley, our pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health, says it's all about safety, especially if you're seeing more than one provider.
When we know exactly what medications a patient is taking, we can prevent dangerous drug interactions, avoid duplicate therapies, and make sure we're not prescribing something for which a patient has had a previous intolerance or allergic reaction to.
Harley says to list both prescription and over-the-counter drugs. Caregivers can play an important role by helping loved ones to keep their lists up to date. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. The city of Stevens Point has installed lockers for homeless people to keep their belongings. Mayor Mike Wiese says the idea came from downtown business owners who complained of clutter in areas where they would congregate.
People seeing our homeless population with all of their personal belongings around there. It really looks bad, right? When you have piles of stuff, sleeping bags, tents, blankets, backpacks, whatever it is.
Wiese says this is not a solution to homelessness, but it is a tool.
Solving homelessness is not going to happen. But what you can do is get help to the people that want it and need it and have those offerings there.
The lockers are under round-the-clock surveillance and will be cleaned by city staff at least once a month. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.